My name is Jenny, and right now my friend Kim and I are standing at Danahy Park watching the Cambridge Region Latin varsity girls soccer team practice.
We're both athletes, and we're wondering how exactly our sports relate to sustainability. How do they maintain the field? And what are athletes doing in order to be sustainable? From the field they play on to how they get to practice, people are doing their part. We thought the best place to start was here. The park used to be a landfill, and after much work, it has turned into a clean and environmentally friendly place.
Hey look, their practice is over now. Let's go see what these players have to say about Danahy Park.
I was like a park ranger or something like that, because there's so many wilderness here. But I think it's pretty sustainable, especially like with the growing ecosystem. There's like deers and foxes moving into Danahy as well in the marshes. There's like different ecosystems, and they're all sustaining pretty well. So
I can't believe we're standing on top of what used to be trash.
It doesn't seem possible that this previously was a landfill.
We wanted to know what else is special about Danahy, so we asked Kelly Ryder, the superintendent of Parks and Forestry in the city of Cambridge.
A lot of times people want grass cut lower for playability in certain athletic instances. For the plant health, sometimes it's a little better to have it taller because it's more drought resistant, it doesn't have as much nutrient requirements, and it tolerates the wear and tear better. So we find a happy medium that's good for the players, good for us, and in trying to get the best bang for our buck.
Let's see what places like Harvard and MIT are doing to help the environment. Harvard is using solar power to light their stadium, and at MIT, the athletic program loans out equipment they're not currently using to other schools. After talking to some MIT soccer players, we understand that they're even taking matters into their own hands by trying to be more sustainable.
So we also all have water bottles that we use like throughout the season, so instead of using like plastic water bottles, so we don't like throw them out or anything like that. So that's another thing. A bunch of us use bikes to get to like around campus and to practice and stuff like that.
We're talking about all the sustainability stuff, but what are we doing?
Well, I reuse my equipment every year for softball. I think that's sustainable enough, right, Kim?
Yeah, I think that's great. And I'll try to get my team to do the same with our track equipment.
Since we're going to the basketball game tomorrow, we should probably ride our bikes instead of driving there.
Yeah, I agree. It would get me ready for all that running and track season.
Same. It would get me in shape for softball season.
All right then, let's do it.
From Cambridge, Massachusetts, this is Ginny Timoleon and Kimberly Germain reporting for Terrascope Youth Radio.